Architecture is the subject of our feature again tomorrow night when Sukhdev Sandhu travels to northern India to look at the country's first planned city, Chandigarh, commissioned in the 1950s by Nehru and designed by Le Corbusier. Le Corbusier in Chandigarh is our feature tomorrow night on Radio 3 at 10 o'clock. Here on BBC Radio 3 this Wednesday evening, we're off to the Royal Albert Hall in a few minutes for tonight's late prom. In the meantime, let's hear from the Lebec sisters.
Thank you.
That was Florianapolis by the guitarist John McLaughlin, played by Katia and Marielle Lebeck. This is BBC Radio 3 at 11:45 tonight. Fiona Talkington introduces Late Junction. But now at 20 past 10, it's time for us to return to the Royal Albert Hall here in London for the second of this evening's proms.
Welcome to the late prom here at the Royal Albert Hall. I'm Andrew McGregor. It's great to see so many of you here tonight to wish Steve Reich a happy 75th birthday in October. But he's the one bringing the gifts. Three key compositions going back 40 years to clapping music, which is about as minimalist as it gets, although that term really doesn't apply to the other two pieces. Guitarist Mats Bergström plays the massed guitar parts of Electric Counterpoint, and then the composer joins Ensemble Moderne and Synergy Vocals for a performance of Music for 18 Musicians. Now, Steve told me earlier that the one thing he does want to be minimalist about tonight's performance is my introduction, as he thinks the worst thing about a live performance is having to hang around backstage waiting to go on. But he did say I could tell you the backstory to clapping music, so I will keep it quick. It's 1971. Steve Reich and his ensemble are in Brussels, where they've just heard live flamenco in a nightclub. Walking home in the fog, they were playing around with clapped rhythms. And Steve started wondering what would happen if there was a power failure at their next concert. So he came up with a piece that could be played under any conditions. And this is it. And before we hear just two pairs of hands, let's see what kind of sound hundreds of hands clapping can make. Please welcome Rainer Römer and Steve Reich. clapping music from 1971 by Steve Reich and performed by the composer with Rainer Römer from Ensemble Moderne, written by chance, says Reich. Flamenco-style handclaps making music in a world without power. Although here in the huge spaces of the Royal Albert Hall, those sounds might have seemed a little lost without some discreet amplification. Well, clapping music is an economical expression of Steve Reich's early phase music. Ensemble works like Music for 18 Musicians, which ends tonight's concert, were just around the corner, and it was a decade before he wrote another small-scale work, beginning his Counterpoint series for solo performers and tape. Electric Counterpoint is from 1987 for guitarist Pat Metheny, and the guitarist pre-records up to 10 guitar and 2 bass guitar parts and then plays the last guitar part live alongside the recording. So that's exactly what tonight's guitarist Mats Bergström will be doing on stage in a moment. Reich took his theme from Central African horn music, he says. He actually spent time in Ghana in 1970 studying African drumming, which is where he learned a lot about making ambiguous rhythms, the where's the downbeat idea that keeps his music moving. Anyway, the theme is built up in an 8-voice canon on the recording, and the 2 remaining guitar parts and bass parts play the harmonies, while Mats Bergström, playing live, highlights melodic patterns in the web of electric counterpoint. Well, the piece is in 3 parts, effectively. And that applause is for Mats Bergström to perform Electric Counterpoint by Steve Reich. Electric Counterpoint by Steve Reich, written in 1987 for jazz virtuoso Pat Metheny. And what we just heard was the sound of 12 pre-recorded Max Bergstroms alongside the guitarist himself playing live here in the Royal Albert Hall. The lovely warm sound of his 1960 Gibson guitar. Just Max, his guitar and amp alone on stage, no music, standing in front of the fold-back speakers so he can hear the recorded guitar parts and react to them. Big cheer as he comes back onto the platform, raises the guitar in the air and bows low to the prommers. Well, that was the first prom's performance of Electric Counterpoint, but Max was telling me about his last prom some 21 years ago, playing in Mahler 7 with the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Well, after Electric Counterpoint, we're going back a decade to the mid-70s to hear Steve Reich's Music for 18 Musicians. And given the scale and colour of the work, including four pianos, three marimbas, vibes and vocals, I wondered how Steve reacts now to being referred to as a minimalist.
Well, I think tonight, clapping music, if it were to be called minimal, I could understand why people would say that. Electric Counterpoint, I don't think anybody would call that minimal. And Music for 18 Musicians is the cusp kind of situation. Yes, there's a lot of repetition, but there's so much harmonic change and there's such instrumental variety. The orchestration is so rich that I think if people heard that first, they would never have come up with that word. Music for 18 Musicians was brewing in 1973 with a piece called Music for Mallet, Instruments, Voices, and Organ, which is really kind of the granddaddy or the parent of Music for 18 Musicians. And I liked the idea of making little harmonic changes. And I thought, what if I built the whole piece on a harmonic structure, which is common in Western music, but which I hadn't done since I was a student.
So that harmonic structure is vital, but Music for 18 Musicians also carries with it two main ideas of time. There's the rhythm set up by the struck instruments, the pianos, marimbas, and vibraphone, and the pulse created by human breath in the voices and bass clarinets. I asked Steve to tell me how that worked.
Imagine a poetic image, if you will, of drummers drumming on the edge of the shore with their pants rolled up and the drums sitting right where the waves land. Now, the time that the drummers are keeping is the time that the mallets are keeping. The waves, which wash up and then wash out, are the rhythm of the human breath. The human breath is periodic, but it's not periodic in the same sense of exactitude that playing a marimba or a percussion instrument is. So that contrast of the human breath, which is regular but flexible and of varying duration and very essentially human, really changes the character of Music for 18 Musicians. And it is one of the essential ingredients of the piece.
Steve Reich, and the whole thing is based on a cycle of 11 chords heard right at the start. The work's cantus firmus, if you'd like, an analogy with the chant melody in simple 12th century organum. It's actually a comparison Steve likes to make himself, especially for the way the chords can be stretched as the basic pulsing melody of the piece. There's no conductor. Changes between the sections are signalled by the vibraphone and also cued by the first clarinet. Well, Steve Reich is playing one of the piano parts with musicians from Ensemble Moderne and singers from Synergy Vocals. Well, they're all on stage, just getting ready, settling themselves. And Steve was telling me earlier that there's West African bell rhythm behind the piece, and also that the basic rhythm of clapping music actually appears in melodic form in Music for 18.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You just heard Music for 18 Musicians by Steve Reich, live at the BBC Proms, performed by Ensemble Moderne, with the composer playing one of the piano parts and four singers from Synergy Vocals, both ensembles acknowledged experts across a huge range of contemporary music. It was beautifully choreographed as well, the way the percussionists and pianists actually move around their instruments following the vibraphone cues. And Steve Reich, in his trademark baseball cap, sitting at the piano at the back of the stage. He actually swapped it over since the rehearsal. The one he was wearing this morning was olive green. He's obviously in his concert special tonight. Jet black, that hat. It's not just the Proms marking Steve Reich's 75th birthday year. Steve's heading home tomorrow. Then he's off to a Reich festival in Krakow with Ensemble Moderne again, and guitarist Johnny Greenwood will be playing electric counterpoint. And here they come back on stage. Steve Reich leading on Ensemble Moderne's violinist for tonight, Jagdish Mistry. And they line up across the front of the stage, all 18 of them. Right now, he tells me he's working on another counterpoint piece, LNDN/NY counterpoint, London, New York, if you like, for the London Sinfonietta. 13 pre-recorded parts, 13 on stage, but who knows, if there's a big budget in a big hall like this one, he said maybe they'll do it with 26 live musicians. And by the way, if you go to the BBC Proms website, as well as the programme notes for this late prom, you'll also find Donald McLeod's fascinating interview with Steve Reich at home in upstate New York, which was broadcast earlier this year. Well, what we just heard was from the mid-70s. When I asked Steve earlier how he felt about hearing these pieces four decades on, he told me, there's only good music and bad music. He's written both, he said, but he still likes the three pieces we've heard tonight. So, a happy 75th birthday to Steve Reich for the 3rd of October from all of us here at the Late Prom in the Royal Albert Hall. But I couldn't let him leave without one last question. So this is Steve Reich at 75. What's next?
76. I hope.
Well, if you don't ask, you don't find out. Andrew McGregor presented our late prom from the Royal Albert Hall this evening. And as with all of our concerts in this series, you'll be able to hear it again online for the next 7 days if you go to the Radio 3 website. bbc.co.uk/Radio3 is the homepage. And from there, just follow the links via the schedule.
Four Saturday afternoon concerts from the BBC Proms. On BBC Radio 3, the Proms Saturday matinee concerts bring together the music of Richard Rodney Bennett, Harrison Birtwistle, Hildegard of Bingen and Sofia Gubaidulina in the spectacular acoustic of London's Cadogan Hall. Hear every note here on BBC Radio 3 and join me, Christopher Cook, for the first of the four this Saturday afternoon from 3 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
And speaking of Richard Rodney Bennett, if you missed his interview with Norman Lebrecht, which we broadcast on Monday evening, well, that's also available for a few more days via the Listen Again facility on the Radio 3 website. We've two proms tomorrow, or one live prom in the evening, and a repeat in the afternoon of a concert from last weekend, Brahms' Violin Concerto and Mahler's Das Klagende Lied. At 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, that's from the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Edward Gardner. And Christian Tetzlaff is the soloist in the Brahms Violin Concerto. And tomorrow offers an interesting opportunity to compare and contrast, because our live concert in the evening by the BBC Philharmonic includes Dejan Lazic's arrangement of the Brahms Violin Concerto for piano and orchestra, and he's performing it under the title of Brahms' Third Piano Concerto. Apart from that, tomorrow night's prom is an all-English affair, music by Frank Bridge, Holst and Elgar, his Enigma Variations. That's tomorrow night at 7:30. Back to the present on BBC Radio 3. It's just after 12:45 and time now for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Utsiosto is a group of four men who come from southern Estonia singing songs from their part of the country. And they're unusual because their style of singing is more usually practiced by women. But I really like their earthy and rather raucous sound. And welcome to Late Junction. We're starting slightly later than usual tonight, but there's plenty of music between now and 1 o'clock. Two Iranian musicians next tonight, Hossein Behruzi-Nia, who plays the oud-like barbat, and Pejman Haddadi, who plays tombak. This is a piece they've called Midnight Sun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Palestrina's rather beautiful motet Assumpta Est Maria, sung there by the 16. And before that, a piece called Midnight Sun, played by the Iranian musicians Hossein Behrouzinia and Pejman Haddadi, playing barbat and tombak. Another piece now from southern Estonia, this time by the singer Mari Kalkun, who's inspired by nature when she's writing her songs, the forests and the landscapes, and the regional dialects.
Sauhat minno siis teavälast
obviously inspired by Davy Graham's Angie. That was Steve Tilston's Ijna, following Mari Kalkun from southern Estonia, and a song called Vihma Kosolo. I caught up with the double bass player Michael Dach at the Molde Jazz Festival last month. His solo set had us all spellbound, and he included music by Howard Skempton, which also features on his solo CD.
Thank you.
Howard Skempton's piece called For Strings, played by the Scottish-Norwegian bass player Michael Dach, who I met in Molde last month after his outstanding solo concert. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Nils Petter Mölva next from his most recent CD, Hamada. This is called I See Altitude.